The first scripture this morning comes from the 29th chapter of Jeremiah. Then, when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me. If you seek me with all your heart, I will let you find me, says the Lord. And secondly, from the 14th chapter of John, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me.
Thank you, Sean. Along with Paul, to the Ephesians, I ask you, pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me, that I may make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel for which I'm an ambassador in chains. Pray that I might declare it boldly as I must speak. If you look on the cover of the bulletin today, you're going to see a labyrinth. And if you've never heard of a labyrinth, I'm going to give us a distinction between a maze and a labyrinth. A labyrinth is not a maze. So those of you who know me well, I like double meanings. So this is unmazing grace. A maze is a place, a series of tunnels or a series of paths where it's intentionally set up to fool the person in the maze. So there are dead ends, there are wrong turns. If we look at, yes, here is a simple maze. Here is the rat who has to run this simple maze. And the rat is going to run up through here and then over here. Sorry, I can't do this so you can see as well. And if the rat makes a left turn here, there's a dead end. So here's a choice. In a maze, you get this kind of a choice where you go up and you hit a dead end. So you come down here, there's another choice. Nope, that's wrong. Here's another choice. Maybe this will lead to... Nope. That doesn't lead to the cheese at the end. You go around here, you go here, and you finally get back to the end. I'm really sorry that I can't, because the labyrinth is much more elaborate than that. A maze is intended to mix us up. Now, doesn't life seem like a maze sometimes? I made this choice. Oop, bump into the wall. No, that's the wrong choice. I made this... Life can be like a maze. Jesus is the way. I wish I had more time. I have to share this with you before I show you the labyrinth and talk about that. John's an incredible gospel. John will not let us read it literally. And if I had enough time, I'd show you again and again and again. Jesus says, I am the way. I am. Does that remind us of Moses? It's supposed to. God taps Moses on the shoulder and says, hey, you go on down there to the most powerful king on the planet, and you tell the king, the Pharaoh, that I, God, am telling you, set my people free. Don't keep them as slaves anymore. And Moses, of course, is just jumping at this opportunity, right? No. He's like you and me. He's, I don't stutter, and I, you know. So he thinks of one more excuse. He says, okay, well, if I go down there and tell the Pharaoh that you want what you want me to tell him, Pharaoh's going to look at me and say, who is this God of yours? What's this God's name? And see, I don't know your name, God, and I can't do this for you. So, and then God yanks him back and says, here's the name I'm going to give you. And what's the name? Does anybody know? I am. It's actually an impossible name. You look at the footnotes in your Bible, you'll see lots of them. I am what I am. I am who I am. Sometimes it's combining all. It's intended to not be able to put it down under our thumb. There's always a mystery there. So when every time Jesus says in the Gospel of John, and he says it more than I am the way, he says, I am, you hear it? The bread of life. I am the vine. I am the gate. I am the living water. So he starts with something literal, a gate, a vine, a loaf of bread, water, in this case, a path. Only the path that he's talking about isn't a maze that leads us to dead ends. The path he's talking about is more like a labyrinth. A labyrinth only has one path. And it leads from the outside of the circle. Down, I don't want to point this in anybody's eyes, and I don't think it'll show up there. So on the bottom, it leads from the outside of the circle, eventually to the center, that clover-like shape in the center. But you can see there are no wrong turns. It's impossible. You stay on the path, and you eventually get to the center. But look at all the weaving around. Is not life like this? So I don't have time to do a lengthy thing, but I just make up something quickly so you know what I'm talking about. And you have a finger labyrinth that you can take home with you. Take the bulletin home with you. You can pray with this. And if you ever have an opportunity to walk a labyrinth, do it. It's powerful. It's a very powerful way to pray. And I guarantee you, you walk it 3 times, 10 times, your prayer will be different every single time. Because it's live time with God. So let's say you're deciding, do I need to go back to school? I just, you know, pick something. You start out here, and that's your thought. You start walking in, you think, yeah, this is a straight path. I'm going straight toward the center. Oops, wait, there's a curve here. Something happened. My admissions got lost, and so there's a U-turn. I'm going to go into the center now. No, I just had to go in for surgery, and so I'm going all around the center where I want to go, and now I'm going farther away from the center. This is, you know, God, are you with me? And as you walk, whatever thoughts you have at the moment is your lifetime prayer with God. Then when you finally do make it, and I'm not going to have time to go all the way around, to the center, you dwell at the center, and you ask God in prayer, whether it's with your finger on the bulletin or whether you're actually walking a labyrinth, now that I'm at the heart, yours and mine, God, what message do you have for me? And if you've been praying your way into this labyrinth, I guarantee you, you'll get something. It may not come to you right then, and you're going to start your way back, which is the journey back into the world, the real world. The difference is, with a labyrinth, A, there are no dead ends, just the usual twists and turns of life and trying to make sense of them. And then we move out of prayer time and we go back into the real world with a gift. We carry the mountaintop with us into the real world. A labyrinth is a powerful way to pray. And this is what Jesus is talking about. He's talking about a literal path. That's what Thomas thinks. No. He starts with something literal, a path. Thomas says, what do you mean we know that we don't know where you're going? How can we know the way? He said, look, have you seen me, Thomas? Then you've seen God. He goes spiritual. I am the bread of life. The disciples think literally. Oh, he's yelling at us because we didn't bring enough to feed the whole multitude here. No, he goes spiritual. The woman at the well. I get tired of hauling buckets and buckets of water. You know how much a camel can drink? Literal. And he goes spiritual. Read the Gospel of John, and every time you hear an I am statement, you know that's a God teaching. He won't let us read it literally. He goes way past that, way deeper, way higher. A labyrinth walk does that with our prayer. It takes our ordinary, physical, literal, everyday life, and it gives it a brand new inner meaning that we get from our prayer time with God at the heart. And then we bring that back out into the world. If you ever have a chance to do a labyrinth, walk it. If you can never have a chance to do with labyrinth, take this bulletin home with you. You have a labyrinth at your fingertips. Amen.